And the Prabhupada tried the conception to translate into action. And anyhow we find that to Swami Maharaj means that the ancient thing would mean two things. If we are happy, we are glad, we are proud of this. We love to all. Our Guru has said that when one person is come to take this job, to stay in the mosque, then he said that after wandering a long time in the foreign land, he is again coming just to his home. Homeward. Homeward means homeward. God, back to home, back to Godhead, back to God and back to home. That sweet, sweet home. Our home is here and now and nowhere. So, we may be quite free there. You are free of any misgiving or misunderstanding. Such bold and clear faith we have in God. What are we living on the back? That is all not of things can show.
Intimate friend. So, in their house, old Sita Maharaj went to beg some alms that was required. So he informed me that one nice sannyasi came to our house and he had invited and Uttadana, where is Gauriya Maham. So he has invited me. I used to go there. Why didn't you come? Let us go together. She has my very intimate friend. So at that time, I was little specialistic. Somewhere I go, I know I'll be sadhu there. So he posted, oh, I must have let us go. All right, let us go. So I went to see His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, in the Dultadana building, that time Prabhupada was sitting on the roof there, a small house, and room, and we are welcome because this Monday was very rich man and he contributed some money. So we went to see Prabhupada offer our obeisances. So immediately he said that we are all educated young men. Why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message from the whole world? So I replied him, so we are dependent nation who hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independent. Because I was politically minded at this time. Yes. So he repeated my argument. Certainly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciate it. Then we were offered some prasadam. I came down. My friend Narayan Mallik asked me, how did you like this sadhu? And yes, here is a sadhu. In his hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there. And it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. Then 1923, I resigned my post as manager in Joseph's Laboratory, and I accepted the agency for sole UP, beginning from Mumbai up to Delhi. And I made my head office in Allah. So I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice child. From the very beginning, that was my intuition, that I had met a real sadhu. So, actually, the word Yamamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvati Vidha was actually, I could see for a moment, an impressed so much. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because it continued. Then, in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj, when did you join Gauriya?
27. That means? I met 26 August. First May.
In 1928, there was a Kumbh Mela. And in that Kumbh Mela, Sita Maharaj, in their party, came to my shop, Prayag Parvati, all of his taxi. And I saw, oh, these are the people I saw. Yes. I am so glad. So Sita Maharaj asked me that you have come new world, you are going to carry to temple in Allahabad. your ideal man, who will come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So this way, I contributed, my attendant physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And old Sukumar had a first meeting in my house in Hyderabad. I think we Sadhguru Brahmachari and Veer Krishna Brahmachari. Yes. So, my father was Krishna. When I invited the Jodhima Sadhu, my father thought that I am invited some Sadhu from the Ramakrishna Mission. So, you are not very interested. When Vipramana is speaking, I told my father at that time invited, I told him that please come down. There is a meeting on the Gauriyama. So, he could not resist my request to come down, but he did not think that some devotees are come. They thought, this Ramakrishna Mission, that's all. So he was not very happy, but I told him, today, this guy him. So very hard to speak of our old Sukumar, our old girls, but he and Sukumar, they are strong. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet. I misunderstood him, sir, that he was very Ramakrishna Mission Sadhu. So glad to meet him. So, that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gauriya. They are coming, and whenever somebody would come, I would invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramananda Sarva, Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And I invited Bharati Maharaj, and he is Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gauriyama. Then, gradually, the process began. Parishita dhalam dhalai. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India. Dr. Joseph Laratiri, Bengal Samidari, Vijay, and all of that. They liked my business organization. Then I started Big Narendra in my blog. That was golden day. But gradually, everything becomes dangerous. And at last, my Alaban business was lost. It was not lost on account of my debt. I had to hand it over to Dr. Kasi Kongo Bose, because I was his agent. So I had some debt. So I tell you all I did take that business. In this way, the trust service was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Jagadhar Maharaj at that time, Sadhvishwar Brahmachari and Akilananda Brahmachari, he used to come to take the subscription, and they were requesting, why don't you come to our mosque? Why don't you come to our mosque? You are now free. So I used to visit the temple that was not far away from my house.
Where? In Malata.
Malata, yes. Well, the intimate relationship with Gauriyama grew. In this way, I think in 1933, Sir Malcolm Heavy came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Mosque. Maharaj, I think you mean that.
Yes,
and the police come up. That is also another incident. That, I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for the devotee. And before 1933, I met Siddhar Maharaj and other devotees, both did come up. So they are very kind to me. The Purushkama, I saw what these people are doing in this Purushkama, let me go. So I met them in Koshi, for a small area. And all people were going to see some Jesus
Sahib.
Yes. So at that time, Vinodda, later on, Kesam Mahara, he informed that Bhova is going to Mathura tomorrow morning and he's with Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, may remain or otherwise they may, he's there to go to see his Sahasrara. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Siddhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it wise, what can I see? This is I, let me hear. Prabhupada said, please, let me hear. The Prabhupada marked that
you brought up to listen to him than to experience, high experience.
He, because he can make a person, he could understand that his boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Allahabad, so Ganesh Babu, he introduced me that he is a nice devotee. The Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I am marching. He does not go away, he hears. This very one, he said, yes, I will accept him. Then I was initiated. In this way, our relationship with Gauri Mahat developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side diminished. Then there are long histories in this time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness for several years. I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it. To prepare me. Siddhar Maharaj lived in my house suddenly say for a few years. So naturally he had very intimate thoughts and he was my good advisor. I took his advice and instruction very seriously because from the very beginning I know he is a pure Vaishnava and devotee. And I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in 7 years. He also tried to help me. Our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gauriya Mahat, I wanted to organize another organization, making Siddhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to make at that time Gosai Maharaj. One of my friends' house at Kerala, Siddhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways. Some or other.
Yes.
Yes, that time you think it's a profession fine. But because I am his friend, all I can do is nice. So that could not happen somewhere else. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Bhakti Krishna. Yes. Yes, 1944. I think you were at that time at my house. So, somehow or other, this intention for teaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and the other side decreased. I was not disinclined, but Krishna forced me that he must give up. And these things is not better to see them how it decrease. Then almost it becomes me. Otherwise I was there all night to do what was life. When I can sit for 4 years, I remain as Manaprastha. Why 4 years? From 1960 to 1959.
In the meantime, Bombay life.
In fact, Gaudiya Math was established by us. I am one of them, Sridhar Maharaj also. And he made two parties for giving. Collecting arms, and Sridhar Maharaj, myself, and Goswami Maharaj. At that time it was Atul Chandra Deshan. So I took them to some of my friends, Kenny friends, Stafford friends. So I collected 500 rupees to the residents. Sridhar Maharaj would speak, I introduced, and Goswami, at that time, Goswami Maharaj would canvas. Combined together in 1 day or 2 days, at that time 500 rupees was big sum. Yes. So Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated, and he began to speak highly about me that Harababu is so smart, he has got so many friends, so he has collected some things. So why does it, he should not be the Martin Chakra in this world? Why should not live in that? Why is he living separately in this world? So Goga Sarat Siddhartha, the real Magi, he said, I think better to live separately from many people. And he do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant by that. The chief inclinations and blessings were always upon me, our Lord, our Lord, and peace. But he was so kind. By Guru Vishnu, and whatever position I've got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessing, our life, I will take it. So I wish that Srila Maharaj may bestow you blessing as you are getting always, and may Guru Maharaj may help me. I can give some such peace along with you. Yes. By good growth, it has become a good support system. I am not old. It is all the blessings of Guru and Vaishnava. I do not know how things are happening, because I am not at all for our time. But it is true. Hariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtha Teshi.
Yeah,
John Hare Krishna.